Hi, I'm Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. You may have heard of Gary Webb, the former San Jose Mercury news reporter who broke the story tying the CIA with the Contras and smuggled crack cocaine flooding South Central Los Angeles in the 1980s. You may also have heard that Mr. Webb was found dead last Friday of an apparent suicide. I don't know how accurate the word apparent is, because now it's coming out that Mr. Webb actually suffered two gunshots to the head. I suppose it's possible the first one didn't quite do the job, but I don't know how likely it is that Mr. Webb would then have had the wherewithal to shoot himself a second time. But I'll admit I don't know the details. One thing you may not have heard was the state of Mr. Webb's life leading up to his death. According to his ex-wife, the 49-year-old Webb had been distraught for some time over his inability to get a job at another major newspaper. He had just sold his house because he could no longer afford the mortgage and was upset that his motorcycle had been stolen the previous week. If Webb had indeed committed suicide, could he have been driven to it? Or were these conditions of distress set up not only to distract and quote-unquote neutralize Webb, but also so that no one would question why he would take his own life? Michael Rupert, who runs FromTheWilderness.com, an alternative news webzine that got its start investigating the CIA's ties with illegal drug trafficking, wrote, quote, "There would be no From the Wilderness had it not been for Gary Webb. I myself might have committed suicide in 1996, broke, divorced, and having given up all hope of making people listen, had it not been for Gary Webb." Unquote. Rupert, who claims he discovered that the CIA was trafficking drugs in his duties as an LAPD narcotics investigator, said in a previous interview, quote, "There are people who know me who saw me homeless, carless, jobless, bankrupt, arrested for selling liquor to a minor when the only job I could get was at a 7-Eleven store, and I'm an honors graduate from UCLA. That's the kind of oppression I went through." Unquote. Is there an organized effort to make investigators' and whistleblowers' lives miserable, preventing them from speaking the truth or being believed if they do? It's a well-established fact that there used to be. The FBI's counterintelligence operations were documented extensively by Senator Frank Church in the 1970s. I've certainly noticed a pattern of alternative internet bloggers losing their jobs and businesses and getting smacked with both family and legal problems, including raids from the FBI. I myself have been homeless off and on since January 2002, perhaps not coincidentally after passing out flyers suggesting government complicity in the events of 9/11. I think it's time to reopen investigations into COINTELPRO-type operations for the sake of Gary Webb and the hundreds of investigative journalists and commentators who would follow in his footsteps by seeking and speaking the truth. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.